Akwaba, Ekabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwei. We give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters in Africa.
Again and again, it would seem that the markets are still dipping. I mean, not entirely across board, but Bitcoin doesn't seem to be doing too good. Currently sits at $19,822.36, down from $20,097.76 last week. I mean, I think it's only been about 2 weeks since it's peaked at nearly $24,000, and now it's back down to $19,800. And I'm seriously wondering what is going on and why this keeps happening, but I just guess it's part of the bear. Ethereum currently sits at $1,544.60, up from what it was last week at $1,492.80. Solana currently sits at $31.03, down from what it was last week at $31.68. Optimism currently sits at $1.18, up from $1.02. The Binance coin has, well, also declined a little in value, currently sitting at $275.62, down from $281.92. And the Bank coin currently sits at $0.01332, slightly down from $0.01377 last week.
And moving into my favorite part of this show, which is our national currencies. We're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is slightly down from 10.03 last week to 10.02 cedi to the dollar. The Nigerian naira is 423.42 naira to the dollar from 422.2. The Lesotho Luti and South African rand sit at 17.30 rand to the dollar from 16.89 last week. The Kenyan shilling is at 120.3 shilling to the dollar from 120.5 last week. And last but certainly not least, the Central African CFA franc sits at 656.5 franc to the dollar, down from 658.23 last week. It is quite exciting to kind of to always continue to compare, you know, the state of the crypto markets compared to your more macro national currency kind market, because it's, I think we haven't seen this before, you know, where things are so correlated, where one thing does the other one kind of reacts in opposition. And it's, I think it's a, it's something to keep your eyes on. It means something is happening in a, possibly in a positive light, and for a long time it might be a struggle. It might hurt a bit, you know, because the markets are not the absolute best right now, and it might be a while for us to get out of it. But I think when we get out of this, it's going to be phenomenal. You know, it's going to be a whole revolution, in my personal opinion. But with that, let's get straight into the updates from last week. Just quick headlines, just to remind you where we're standing. We're going to start off with Binance, which has added the South African rand, the ZAR, into their fiat gateway.
And the South African Reserve Bank has advised banks to continue to serve crypto clients.
Nigerian crypto startup Yellowcard launches a payments service.
Binance launched a crypto education hub in Cameroon in collaboration with Inoni Tech.
The Built with Bitcoin Foundation constructed a school, or is constructing a school, in Kenya.
And there is a call for African tech ventures to pitch live at the Africa Money and DeFi Summit West Africa, which is supposed to happen later this September.
The Zimbabwean Central Bank is exploring digital currencies.
And according to the Mara CEO, blockchain technology will provide jobs and solve problems across Africa.
The African metaverse is opening itself up to the rest of the world.
And last but not least on our list of headlines from last week, Cape Town is set to host CryptoFest 2022 in September. Now that brings us to a wrap-up of our headlines from last week. And now we're going to be moving on to our headlines for this week. And we're kicking it off with Nigeria, where more than a third of Africa's 53 million crypto owners are present, according to a study.
The African continent continues to show that it is a force to be reckoned with in the Web3 space. Now, according to a study carried out by AAA, Africa now accounts for 16.5% of the global total of cryptocurrency owners. Nigeria continues to lead the pack with more than a third of the continent's total number of holders coming from there. From the findings, the country has more than 22 million crypto owners, having a major share of the estimated 53 million owners across the African continent. This ranks them fourth on a global scale, and of course it only makes sense that Nigeria continues to sit up in that position. It's quite exciting, to be honest, but also it's a bit humbling when you look at that number to say that, you know, 53 million in an entire continent the size that Africa is it's peanuts, you know, which means that those of us that are here, we are in the most cliche way possible, extremely early. And it's both nerve-wracking and exciting, you know, because we have no idea what's going to happen. We have no idea what the future looks like. But I do know, and I have absolute full confidence that we can make it become the best time of our lives. We can turn this to be the revolution that we have been desperately waiting for. And you know, I think 53 million it's a reasonable number, but we can definitely improve on that. But congratulations to Nigeria, because 22 million out of 53 million is phenomenal. Moving on to our next headline, the Central African Republic's crypto for citizenship program crashes.
Now, amid a plunge in crypto prices, which we've definitely been experiencing all the way through the year, the Central African Republic government launched its Bitcoin-backed Songo coin in July of 2022. One of its tactics to promote the sales of the Songo tokens was the awardance of citizenships to persons who purchased a minimum of $60,000 worth of the tokens. Now, these investors can also purchase an e-residency for as little as $6,000, spanning a period of 3 years, and also allowing them to buy landed property within the Central African Republic without being physically present in the country. The country's top court has, however, ruled against this and deemed this act unconstitutional. The government's plan to permit foreigners to purchase citizenship and land using a new cryptocurrency has been declared, well, a little bit overambitious by the court, and this effectively voids what has been tagged an overambitious crypto project by the Touadera administration. So now moving on to the next headline. The CEO of Luno Expeditions, Jocelyn Cheng, believes the next big opportunities for crypto are in Kenya, Nigeria, and others.
Luno Expeditions is a crypto investing company that has invested in 30 Web3 and fintech companies in 15 countries, including Nigeria, Kenya, and Pakistan. Insider held an interview with Jocelyn Cheng, who is their London-based CEO, about cryptocurrency applications and its global reach, and she has a lot to say. Jocelyn Cheng spoke about Kotani Pay, a company in their portfolio, and she discussed how they are essentially testing cross-border payments of gig workers in Kenya and how the company has been able to cut down transaction fees by 93% simply by using crypto. Putting considerable thought into the mobile devices mostly used by locals, Kotani Pay functions using USSD codes, and therefore users do not need internet access at all times to be able to connect to the blockchain. With this feature, they plan on getting into crypto services and making them more available to every single human being or every person. And that's moving on to our next headline. Ethiopia has moved from completely banning crypto now simply regulating it.
Well, it would seem like Ethiopia is actually going the way of most other African countries. I think it's a trend. More African countries are slowly pivoting from outrightly banning, you know, cryptocurrencies to moving to regulating them, given the fact that there's a lot of people getting involved in all of that. And you banning it is not exactly in the best interest of everybody involved. And I don't even think people want it to be banned, because whether or not you ban it, for instance, in Nigeria, people will always find a way to circumvent the ban and still remain active doing what they do with crypto. Now, the decision of the Ethiopian government to shift its stance from a position of declaring crypto illegal to regulating it is in a bid to shield its citizens from any potential risks or loss. Now, to achieve this, the country's government is making it mandatory for all cryptocurrency enterprises operating within its borders to be registered by the Information Network Security Administration, INSA. This agency is tasked with ensuring cybersecurity compliance within Ethiopia. Now, through the efforts of INSA, an estimated 97% of planned cybersecurity attacks across the country have been foiled over the calendar period of July 2021 to July 2022, saving the country an estimated $26.3 million in economic losses. Strict compliance policies and fines in the event of default have been set up as check and balances for individuals and enterprises operating in crypto who do not dox themselves with the agency. The agency remains solely committed to protecting the financial interests and economic futures of Ethiopian citizens by ensuring a safe, properly regulated cyberspace. I mean, I feel like this is already a solution that most other countries are implementing. KYC these people, KYC these companies that provide these services, because it's common practice. You see someone launch a crypto project, and because there is anonymity and it's decentralized and we don't know who owns what, before you know it, somebody rugs the project and runs away with the monies of a lot of people. And that has happened too many times. Crypto Ponzi schemes have become too common. I wouldn't say they're becoming too normal, but they've just happened way too many times, and it feels like every time they happen, somebody somewhere is going to get really hurt. I'm moving on to the next headline. The South African cryptocurrency ownership rate is currently at 10%, according to a very recent report.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, Nigeria seems to be doing quite well when it comes to crypto adoption, but they are not the only African country following the cryptocurrency route and taking significant steps. South Africa, for example, is also making considerable progress in the ecosystem. The country bumped its cryptocurrency ownership rate to 10%. This means that over 4 million people are interacting and getting familiar with this technology. According to the latest Finders report, this takes South Africa to 18th out of the 26 countries for crypto adoption. With over 52% of the country's own cryptocurrency owners holding Bitcoin, South Africa is the third highest out of the 26 countries in this regard, which essentially just means that South Africans seem to be quite interested in Bitcoin a whole lot more than all other countries. So that's, well, not all, but, you know, it's quite interested. And that's something to keep an eye on. On to our next headline. The South African rugby icon Siya Kolisi headlines a new crypto advertising campaign.
This seems very interesting. Now, Luno is continuing to spread its wings across Africa, forming partnerships in the process. The latest has seen them team up with South Africa's national rugby captain, Siya Kolisi, for an advertising campaign in the country. The captain of the Springbok will lead a two-year educational cryptocurrency advertising campaign. And this will feature a series of television adverts, which will promote a long-term investment attitude towards cryptocurrencies. With Kolisi kickstarting the campaign by featuring in the advert aired during the Springboks' third match of the Rugby Championship, we are certain that there is more to come. First off, I feel like I am all in for the idea of promoting a long-term investment attitude in crypto for the long term. Because most people, I feel like the era when you could just come into crypto and make a quick buck in a couple weeks is probably gone. I won't say gone. I just feel like it's now that the whole world, or like a lot more people, are used to what it is. I just feel like those kind of explosive tendencies, especially with like altcoins and all that, may very well be in quotes behind us. You know that magic that happened with like Dogecoin and Shiba, where you have like values going up by several hundred thousand percent in a couple short months. I don't think that would be a very common trend anymore going forward, given, well, a lot of things currently happening in the space, regulation, awareness, and all of that. But I feel like it actually is in the best interest of the whole blockchain ecosystem if we had people who, rather than looking for an immediate cash out, would be willing to stick it through for the longer term. Moving on to the next headline. Cardano participates in a funding round for a Kenyan startup.
$11 million US dollars worth of funding has been raised to fund Possessor, which is a blockchain startup of Kenyan origin. The goal of the firm is to revolutionize the service structure of the microfinance arm of banking on a global scale using blockchain technology. The funding round was led by Charles Hoskinson, who is the founder of the Cardano blockchain. Amongst other things, Possessor has a target to develop a framework for virtual lending services to serve small and medium scale enterprises within Africa and on a global scale. You know, I think we mentioned this quite briefly, that it seems Cardano is doing some interesting things in Africa. And if people don't keep their eyes open, it could fly away, you know. And, you know, of course, we look at the overall chain, and then people will say, oh, no, it's doing this and then it's not performing. But, you know, sometimes it's not always about the price of the thing, but also the impact of the thing. Next on our headlines, Binance concludes their crypto meetups across southern Nigeria.
Binance has been on an education spree across countries in Africa. One of its education-oriented outreaches was directed at the northern part of Nigeria. And this is all part of its efforts to promote awareness of blockchain technology, especially amongst demographics that only have minority participation involvement in the space. Nigerians have been even more empowered by seeing how the technology is used in real-world applications and being able to start implementing it. Binance is working to ensure that Nigerians have access to core resources and infrastructure that will help transform its economy. By ensuring local community members are well equipped with all necessary information for financial freedom, Binance continues to promote education, greater interaction, and engagement with cryptocurrencies through its education and outreach efforts. Again, as always, Binance doing the most. I think I love Champagne Zhao. I think I do. Anyway, moving on to our last but not least headline for the week. The CEO of ChainX leads the charge for affordable crypto trading in Africa.
Numerous cryptocurrency exchanges have sprung up to meet this ever-growing demand for these services on the African continent. ChainX is one of such players in this industry. Their vision is to establish the platform as Africa's most inexpensive and user-friendly cryptocurrency exchange. The company's new CEO, Henko Voorstman, has restated their commitment to making optimal use of their pool of resources to ensure that they can give users the best value by keeping its platform fees low, crypto staking and investment offerings, as well as with the recent launch of its iOS and Android apps. The company is not backing down on its quest to more deeply penetrate the African market. I do have to say that, you know, it's good to see that people aren't just saying, oh no, Changpeng has got it all in his pocket, so we're just going to leave him to it. But, you know, it's good to have, you know, your maybe slightly smaller players in the field as well, you know, because nobody wants a monopoly because that causes problems. So we love Changpeng Zhao. He's the absolute best, you know, in many, many ways. But I'm also very excited to see other smaller in scale, in comparison, at least smaller businesses and smaller companies coming into taking over this platform. It's very exciting, and I'm very excited to have all of you along for the journey with us, because I think every single individual here makes a difference. You know, whether you're here to be a student and to learn, or you're here to innovate, or you're here to make some money. You know, we're very excited to have you, and I'm very proud to call myself an African now more than ever. And of course, in closing, just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating as well as a review on whatever platform it is that you're listening from. It makes such a big difference in, you know, going towards making sure that we can continue to deliver these shows the way that we would love to give them to you. And of course, after all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So, until next time. Be relentless.